is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda, for that great introduction, and thank you to my fans. As always, we're having a great time here today. Wanda, welcome. Welcome, Wanda. Thank you so much.
Oh, Thursday, you're here.
That's right. Here I am. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about how to beat the holiday blues, although our expert got the flu. We've got some great, funny things that we picked up that we're going to share with everybody. And in the second half of the show, we got Larry's in on. We're going to talk hot cars, sports. We're going to talk about what's coming up in 2019 with the cars. It's going to be great. Larry always has great content and great energy. So let's get started. Let's get out. Let's come back. And then let's talk holidays. Oh, yeah, always working for a living, always working for a living. Hey, you know who else works for a living? Everybody at Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville, and of course, down in Key West, they sell all the different nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Because I'm working for a living. Well, I'm something of a famous radio person.
Jim Freed.
I don't know who you are.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's show is brought to you by microphones. Because without them, we'd be
on 880 The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, do you need cash? Got some equity in your real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Bad credit? Good house? Give me a call. 305-773-6300. From overseas but want to buy a house in the United States? I can help you with that too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All righty. Hey, Wanda. Happy holidays.
Back at you.
All right, thanks. Hey, I really love those glasses you picked up at the art fair there.
I know. What a find.
Yeah, they're flip down, flip left, flip right. Do those flip and fold in your pocket?
Well, no. They don't go in the pocket because I don't know that they'll last that long. You know,
They're just fun.
They're just fun sunglasses.
They're fun.
I'll wear them out pretty quickly, I'm sure.
You know, now, well, the holiday season is a time when people are full of family.
Full of something.
They get together. They hang out. Polo comes over and hugs me. You know, I love your dog.
He's great at hugs.
Let me tell you, I sit out there in the last 5 minutes of the show before me on the couch in the green room. Polo comes up, shakes the tail, comes, puts his face in my lap. I swear to God, I'm calm.
I know.
I'm loving it. Gets me right in the mood to come out and share the energy.
I know. I don't know how I got so lucky, but he's magic.
He is, spiritually and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Wanda, you went to the art festival. What did you see besides the glasses that caught your eye?
Well, lots of people.
Oh, yeah. That's
lots
what I
and
go
lots
for.
Of people.
I go to people watch.
I hadn't been around all that types of people, you know, just all kinds of people.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's so, there, and they're showing it off.
And there are nice little outfits and whatnot.
Little being the operative word.
They've got the animals with them, the kids, everybody. It was just great. It was nice. And it was beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
Course. Nice, not too hot, not too cold.
Just right. Yep. Just like the porridge.
And another fine Art Basel in the books.
Yes, it is, but there'll be one right around the corner. Now, Wanda.
Start planning.
It is. So it's the holiday season. People get blue. They get upset. Either they're lonely, they're depressed, they didn't achieve their goals, whatever. We're all about positive energy, so let's talk about that. I've had great year this year. Let's just talk about some of the things that have happened. We got Vivian's kidney in January.
Yes.
We got
starting
Nikki
off the year with a bang.
I would say so. Then we got Nikki Freed elected in November.
I know.
That was exciting.
Good year to be freed.
Oh my goodness, it sure has been. Of course, we've had a lot of success in business. We were named the 25th largest real estate firm all by our little lonesome me, Jim Freed. So it's been great. We've had a great year in the Freed family, and I'm forgetting a big one. Oh yeah, my wife's nephew had his firstborn, so the next gen in our family started yesterday.
Bravo.
That is correct. High five to Asher and Ellie. More so to Ellie than to Asher, because Ellie did all the work. Asher just stood there and took the credit.
He did half of something.
He took the credit.
He took his part.
He took the credit. He's done. They have really worked themselves out. They've gone, and they're living in Dallas. We're going to go out and hopefully see them after the new year once Vivian's got her sea legs under her.
Did you get a bingo or bingo?
We're going to go, Dallas.
Bingo, girl.
Huh? Oh. It's a young man named Gabriel Israel.
Oh, lovely.
Gabe, I like that. Gabriel Israel. Israel's Vivian's father's name. So he's come back to be with us again and bring the positive energy from the spirit world back here on earth.
Mm.
It's a beautiful thing. It's the way
was
Jewish people.
Was he a little snarky?
Israel? No, Israel was not snarky. He was a lovely dude, although he was a real pain in the ass at times.
See, that's what I thought.
All father-in-laws are. But he loved his wife. He loved his family. He loved me. I love that guy.
Because young Gabe is bringing the snarky. Let me just tell you that.
Young Gabe is bringing it all.
He is.
Young Gabe is bringing it all.
I've got a sense about this.
He's got a little puppy already. They got a puppy. They got the apartment. But so anyway, people get depressed for the holidays. And so what you got to do is you got to think about what's positive. You got to reflect on the good things that have happened. You have achieved some goals. And if you really want to put it in perspective, focus on next year. Because when I get up in the morning and I put my foot on the ground, I step into the big O every time. You go, what's that? I go, opportunity.
Oh, boy.
Get up and it's opportunity. Opportunity.
Don't want to clean that up.
No, you don't want to clean it up. You want to make sure you exploit the opportunity or capitalize, I think is a better word than exploit.
Gather up the opportunity.
You got the holidays coming up. People go to the holiday parties. Rule number one, it's Thursday night. If you're coming home from a holiday party, go slow and hopefully you didn't drink. No drinking
Uber
and driving.
Uber,
U-B-E-R, Lyft, L-Y-F-T. You hit the app on your button, you save a life. You know, drunk driving has really gone down, and I want to thank
those. Even if it's your own rotten life.
Well, you know, so you be happy. You go up to the holiday party, keep your hands to yourself. Don't let the alcohol get you out of control there. But the real thing is that you should just take solace and it's a good place. I mean, if you try to deal with what everybody's sending you off of the TV, maybe you're not going to be so happy. But listen to our radio show. We're always happy and positive. Yeah. We're always sending people positive energy.
We do our best.
We are. You know, we got to get that lady from Peace Love World back again, too.
Elena, was that the clothing?
Elena Villasante, Vivian's friend, the woman that runs the clothing store.
I love the clothes.
The woman's spirit and way she handles herself are even just better. We had her on. We had Bruce on last year together.
It's been a while since she's been on.
She's been up on Home Shopping Network, so I got to have Vivian reach out to her. It's been about a year.
Vivian, please.
Vivian's going to have to do that. I know Vivian's listening and Vivian's watching. I love you, babe. And that's right. We're on Facebook Live on the Jim Freed Facebook page. I should broadcast this on the Freed on Business Facebook page.
You should.
I should probably do a bunch of Facebook Lives.
Can you double? We'll figure that out if you can double it up.
Oh, you probably can. You just need two devices. I do have the extra device
here.
That's
not a bad idea.
And then the other thing I found out is that I can start putting it up on YouTube, but only post-program is better because that way they'll get the sound. So we're going to start doing that, too.
So they don't.
And Becca Carlson Handel helps us with all of that.
Instagram,
yes. Instagram, everything. I'm an Insta story. So I have to learn how to do that better next year. I've been really, you know, I took this year, I don't want to say off, but I haven't been as groundbreaking as I was to find Vivian her kidney. So I've got to start breaking some new ground on the social media stuff. But
breaking new ground
on the social media stuff. Yeah, I already know things I want to do. I want to tag things differently, position them differently, do more.
You want to meet new people.
Well, what I really want to do is on Instagram. I want to do more personal stuff on the Jim Freed Twitter feed and Facebook feed. I want to make that personal, and I want to put the Freedom Business stuff on Freedom Business, and I want to put my real estate stuff on Sandstone Realty Advisors. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I planned for next year. And see, when you're planning for next year, that means you're not thinking if you were depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm happy. I've got the most wonderful woman in the world. She gets better every day. I've got my mom kicking butt every single day. Oh, yeah. I got my brother-in-law, had the guts to go get back surgery today. High five to Brian. We love you. My sister's there supporting him. Asher and Ellie brought that new baby into the world. They'll be here within the next 6 months. Nikki Freed's going to get installed. And that, you know, the show before us, they had a very, very kind of a sad view.
The trigger.
A sad view of what was going on in politics today. I'd like to think that politics today are heading in the right direction. Because Nikki got elected. That's a positive thing for the people of America.
Well, I think we can only go in a positive direction because I'm a positive person.
You are. Your eyes sparkle.
Somehow we've got to keep going.
We are. Well, we're going to keep going. We're going to focus on the things that Nikki talked about. Stay in those lanes. Marijuana, medical marijuana. Get that accessible to the people that need it.
Any holiday traditions?
At our house?
Yeah,
we have holiday traditions. We go to Joe's.
Keeping people in a good spirit mood.
We go to Joe's. We go to Joe's on my birthday is Christmas Eve, so we go to Joe's on Christmas Eve. They always say it's Old Timers Day when we get there. Then we go again on New Year's Eve is another one of our holiday traditions. Then another holiday tradition that I have is sitting on my balcony and watching 5 billion different fireworks displays, although as they're building the buildings, I'm losing the inland views, but I do still see all of the beach. I see South Beach, Fisher Island, downtown.
I think you see a lot from that angle.
I see about 10 to 15 to 20.
That's
more.
Good. That's
all the
good.
Way up to Hollandale.
Wow.
Yeah. Sunny Isles, that too. But the one I like the best, South Beach is probably one of the better ones. Fisher Island is a good one. I see...
what are we talking about again?
Where the fireworks I see.
Sorry. I was thinking lights. I wasn't sure if it was like a light.
Well, Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
Uh-huh.
We don't really put lights out.
My mom has lights everywhere.
That's right. 8 crazy days, you crazy girl, you.
Yeah.
And then we have that. And then, you know, but what I've always found is that if you're feeling kind of blue, kind of off, call a friend.
I say go singing Christmas carols.
That's
door to door.
Good.
Do that.
That's
that
good.
That picks your spirits right
always,
up.
Always deck the halls
even
with
you're singing by yourself.
Boughs of Holly. Fa la 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 la.
Take a boombox.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Do they still have boomboxes? No. I'm stating myself.
No, they don't, but they
take
instead
your boom
no. So take three Sonos with you. That's all. Hold one Sonos in one hand, one Sonos in the other hand. You put your iPad in your pocket. That's a boombox.
Take Alexa with you.
There you go. Hey Alexa, play some holiday songs.
Hey Alexa, can Alexa sing?
I don't know. Hey Alexa, I'm depressed. What next?
I'm sure somewhere Alexa is listening. Hey Alexa, can you sing a song?
Hey Alexa, play Jim Freed Show. There you go.
Oh boy.
There you go.
So nuts.
Wanda, what do you have as traditions for the holiday?
Drinking eggnog.
Oh, well,
that's
awesome.
All I'm going to do.
Awesome. Do you spike
I don't
the
really
eggnog?
Like eggnog, but this year it's a new tradition.
Do you
spike it?
Of course.
Is there any other way?
No, I don't think so.
How do you I didn't know it came unspiked.
Well, you get it from like farm stores and then you put, you know, I don't
Is that
know.
Virgin eggnog?
Yeah, I guess it's a virgin
that
eggnog.
That sounds sexy.
It does. You have it with your virgin sex
my
on the
very
beach.
My first eggnog.
Talk about an
oxymoron,
virgin sex on the beach. Right. But Wanda, so yeah, we have holiday traditions. My mom's going to come over. I'm going to see my mom. We watch football. I love watching the football games. I'll never forget. I watched Christmas Eve, on my birthday, the longest football game ever played when the Dolphins beat the Chargers in the longest game. It was like double overtime. Gary, your premium, kicked the winning field goal. I was moving up the little, you got them from
IHOP. It's a Christmas miracle.
It was the Christmas miracle before there was the Christmas miracle. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and talk more Christmas miracles. We got more breaks. Come on.
All right. Well, we've got a little bit of music.
All right, play a little music and then we're going to come back and have some of that funny stuff that we look up.
Let's make a gingerbread house.
I think that'll be fun too. I love gingerbread. It's spicy.
I like to eat it.
I like the gingerbread spicy. Spicy. Right. I love it. Very Euro tech here, Wanda.
It's Madonna.
It's very Euro tech. It sounds good.
It is. She's cool.
I think she's the best. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. We're doing this one mellow, Wanda, for the holidays. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store in Gainesville and a terrific store in Key West that carries all the great nameplates. You go, well, what do they all have in common? I'll tell you. They're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's right. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years.
Will they shine my shoes?
I will.
Okay.
Now join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Oh, guess who this is?
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
You know, that lady describes me, Wanda. That's a great commercial to play before me.
Carrie Underwood.
I think she's great. She's great. You're also great, Wanda. So is everybody else listening. Thank you all for listening so I can have a radio show. Hey, the other thing you can do is you can give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with a mortgage or a commercial real estate transaction. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm just going to make it a short one, Wanda. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Love that.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're talking about beating the holiday blues, and Wanda and I are just having fun. Wanda, I'm having fun.
I'm always having fun.
I am, too, especially when I'm kicking it with you here on the radio show. Now, Wanda, some people, they get depressed when it's the holiday season. I don't. In fact, I really love the holiday season. My favorite part of the holiday season, I'll just throw it out there, is the Bruce Springsteen song, where you ask the big man to kick it in and play the saxophone.
Oh, we miss him. Oh,
I love Bruce. I love the big man, too. But you know who's playing in the big man's place now?
Who?
His son.
Oh, get out.
Kid you not. Go look it up. Now you're going to have to search for that, and it's going to be our last song. But it's actually very, very cool. I love the boss for Christmas time when he starts playing that. Ding, 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 ding. Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. That's the Bruce Springsteen song. And wow, and then they... Big man plays the sax. It's really good. So I like to listen to that if I'm getting depressed. Another thing like I do if it's getting depressed around Christmas time is I call up my wife. I call my significant other. She's very well positioned to make me feel much better. She goes, Jim, don't feel depressed. Feel upbeat. Feel great. You've got me and I'm alive. That's right, honey, because last year we got Vivian a kidney transplant, so we got lots to celebrate. this year. Vivian's kidney transplants, Asha Ranelli's new kid, Nikki Fried. Look, we're talking about my family, so the most important thing is family, Wanda. Family.
Family's cool. My family's in Baltimore. I miss them so. But hey, it's all good.
We'll send you up to Baltimore.
Nah,
bring them down
cold.
Here.
It's
bring them down
cold.
Here. Have them hit the train and come
nice.
Down here.
It'd be nice if my mom came down for a couple days.
How do we get two. How do we get mom down here? What do we got to say to her?
Got to put her in a hotel.
All right. Well, we got those.
Yeah.
We got those.
You know, because
we should work that out.
My mom is
We should work that out.
Well, all right, we'll work on it. Meanwhile, back to the farm. Hey, are we expecting Larry Zinn sometime this hour?
We are expecting
Good.
Larry Zinn.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Larry Zinn is going to be coming in. He's going to come in the second half of the hour. We're going to talk about hot cars for 2006. I'm going to ask him how he likes the Dolphins this week, what he thinks about the Miami Heat. And
how is the Heat doing?
The Heat, they're marginally okay.
All right.
They're marginally okay.
Do we have any other teams?
We have the Marlins, but they're not playing.
Isn't there some hockey team that we have?
There's the Panthers, but they're up in Broward County.
Wow.
Panthers, I think we're doing okay.
You mean up in Broward? Like, it's so far away.
Well, you know, you got to cross the county line. It is across the border. Ask them, they'll tell you.
Yep, it is.
So, here in Miami, it's all good. Somebody just cut somebody off in traffic. Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay. They're heading to their holiday party. It's much more important to them. Let it go. Don't get uptight. You know, the most important thing is to really not get uptight. You get that impulse. Don't act on the impulse. You know, the holiday season is full of unsuspecting stimuli. Don't let it come up and make your day a bad day. Make it a good day.
Carry mistletoe around with you. And just in case you want to, drop it.
That is terrific.
Just drop the mistletoe.
You got any good hints there about other ideas? You come up with these great ideas.
They just come to me, and when they come, there you go.
Okay, mistletoe.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've got also, right now, 5 random facts of Thursday, when you're ready for it, because I find this to be very interesting.
Give it to me, babe!
Okay, did you know
that
there are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy? I thought that was huge.
How do they know?
I don't know. Apparently there was a counting. Approximately.
Did they count the grains of sand also?
No, who's got time for that? Approximately 3.
You're talking about the stars.
3.04 trillion trees versus 100 to 400 billion stars.
Are you kidding?
That's what they say. So that's a random fact for you on this Thursday. I thought it was a good one.
That's a great one.
Oh, there's one more.
Give me another.
About $800 million worth of shopping carts are stolen from stores worldwide every year. So this Christmas, while you're out shopping, when you start to go too far with that cart, bring it back.
Why would you want a shopping cart? Maybe to make a go-kart off the wheels?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, that's what you would have done.
That's all I can think of.
Now, unless you're sleeping, you're using it for adding an addition to your already outdoor home. Not to, you know, diminish any of those folks, but, you know. We're adding on this weekend, the next shopping cart to add on to the other shopping cart area that we are now having a big shopping cart wing.
Wow, that's great. You know, we do need to have a whole shopping cart wing. I want to apologize to the people that are watching on Facebook Live.
What's
it's terrible sound. I'm going to try to fix it as we go over the half hour.
It is
a radio show, not a Facebook Live show.
For now.
I know.
So those are some random facts. And then coming up, you're going to want to stick around for the top 10 Google searches of 2018, plus 4 more search stats if you're interested.
But top 4 Google searches?
The top 10 Google searches of 2018. So what people are Googling, we'll get to those in about... want to do it now? Or save it for Larry? Hello?
Do a couple now and then save some for Larry. I'd like Larry to try to guess a couple. I'll bet you Warren Henry Automotive is one of the big ones.
It could be.
It should be.
All right. I'll start with, I'll give you 5 now and then we'll
give me 5 now and then the staff.
We'll save the 5.
Exactly.
Oh, you love it when we tease you.
I love it when you give it to me.
Okay. Google released its annual list of the top things we searched for this year. And if you think the U.S. doesn't care about soccer, you're wrong. At number 1, the World Cup. France won it actually back in July, but they beat Croatia 4-2 in the final. Kind of amazing. It's number 1 since the U.S. didn't even make the World Cup this year. But World Cup,
the top thing or the 10th thing?
It was I told you we're going to start at number 1. This is how they give it to
me. You come from the top. Okay.
Number 1. Number 1 was the World Cup. People searching it, even though we weren't in it. Number 2, Hurricane Florence. It slammed into the Carolinas back in September, if you maybe remember. So that was number 2, the top 10 Google searched event of the year. At number 3, rapper Mac Miller, who passed away of an overdose in September. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we move to number four.
She's saying that I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a rapper.
I understand.
We don't hit that scene too
often.
Fashion designer Kate Spade.
Oh, of course. I remember that. Of course. She committed suicide.
In June.
There was a weathercaster that committed suicide today up in the upper Midwest. It's a very horrible thing. These people that are...
Suicide is on the rise.
That's right. Well, there's a suicide hotline. We should get the suicide hotline
and
broadcast
that. We will do that in just a moment.
All right.
Also, Anthony Bourdain at number five.
Another one.
Passed away.
Was this everybody's got to die to get on their list?
And actually hanging. They both hung themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Much like Robin Williams, too. I don't know why people...
Why do people do it...
I don't know.
There's no turning around, maybe?
It's so painful, though. I don't know. I never understand.
I don't know why you want to kill yourself.
Well,
I guess there's a lot of people that could answer that question, but I really don't want to do that. That's a bad thing.
So that's number five. People, don't do it. We'll give you some reasons to live for sure, sticking around.
One of them is to hug Polo.
Oh, for sure.
Polo's hugs are great.
Giving out hugs for free.
That's right. You can come over to...
For free.
That's right. We're at... Where are we at? What's the address here?
We are at the penthouses of Blue Lagoon.
The penthouse
880
of Blue
The Biz
Lagoon.
Penthouse.
The Biz Penthouse. So, Wanda, you've got a lot of lights back in there. You're very festive back in there. How come it's not as festive here? All we have is like... What is this?
Because
tinsel?
There's always somebody in this room. There's not always someone in that room.
Okay. Well, I'd like to think that my presence is here at all times.
Yeah, but you know, we're not going to decorate it just for an hour every Thursday.
I guess that's true.
I mean, you know,
my holiday's
as special
over.
As you are.
My holiday's over anyway.
Once again, you just wear a hat with a mistletoe on it.
That's true.
That's what you do.
I like my Marlins hat. And we're not with the Marlins guys. We talked about the brand. I said I'd have to wait a little bit before I bought a new thing.
Are there any Christmas games we can go to?
Christmas games?
Like holiday?
There's the Orange Bowl game.
Okay.
There is, which is one of the national semifinal games. It's actually going to be a big game.
Orange Bowl.
There's the Orange Bowl.
Where's that held?
At the whatever they're calling it up there. Shark Stadium, Freelance Stadium, Sun Life.
What did it used to be called?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
And then I think they used to have a game. I don't know if they have it at the Marlins Park, the Miami Beach Bowl. You'd have to look that up.
No.
Then you've got the heater on the road because the circus is in town. I guess that means the hockey team is here. And, it looks like Warren Henry Automotive is calling. That means Big Larry's on the line. All right. We're going to talk cars with Larry. We're going to talk sports with Larry. And we're going to get a lot of positive energy from Larry because that's what Larry gives. Larry is a dynamo. The absolute dynamo.
He's hanging on by his chinny chin chin.
You should see him at the Supercar Saturdays. It's a great event. I love going up there. I love being part of the Warren Henry family.
Thank you for getting me up there finally. That was a good
time. You finally got up there. You brought Polo. You had a good time.
Yeah.
You met Samantha. You got your coffee. How'd you like the coffee?
Coffee was great.
How'd you like my little boy up there that makes the coffee? I love him.
There's lots of fun people. Nice.
The young man that makes the coffee there is my favorite. Sorry, Larry. You're not that young guy that makes the coffee is my favorite. I love him.
What's his name?
I can't remember right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm a bad boy. I knew you were going to do that to me.
Well.
I knew you were going to do that. I just go up and give him a hug.
Now you got to know his name.
Well, I know that. Larry's going to tell me. He's going to embarrass me. He's going to give Jim that guy's name is when he comes on the phone.
All right.
All right. So, Wanda, what would your number one be? And we got to get this from Larry, too. Is one number one bait way for you to beat the holiday blues? For me, it's like I said, it's putting on... Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not. And then the big man plays the sax, and I just love that. It's the best part.
My favorite Christmas.
How do you get happy if you're feeling down on Christmas?
Always music. Music is my go-to.
Said music was for me.
So that's always my go-to.
How about the barking dog singing Jingle Bells? Woof woof woof.
It's not just
woof,
music.
Woof, woof.
It's music and then dancing. Cause then I'm
light on your feet.
The music goes through my body.
Because
when you're feeling the music in your body, there's nothing holding you back. Nothing holding you back.
Music always moves me.
Exactly.
If it's not moving me, I don't want to listen.
It's moving you very nicely.
It is moving me. People can see that on
Facebook.
He's
got the moves.
I'm moving.
So let's move to a break.
All right, and I'm going to try to fix the sound.
It's not a break, actually. Some fun stuff. Stick around for it, and maybe Larry's
fun stuff. Oh, it's going to be great stuff.
Maybe Larry Zinn will stick around through.
Larry Zinn will be there. He's there. He's a very dependable dude.
I can hardly wait.
You are the best.
It's been
All right, Wanda, hold it. I know you like this. Oh, yeah. You love that, don't you?
Kind
of. I told you that the Bohemian Rhapsody is now the number one downloaded song of all time. You can look that up. That should be one of your Google search things. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they got that great Audi store in Gainesville. And when you go to Key West, the place to get a car is their spot down there. They've got them all. And what do all these cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me some Queen, Wanda.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I love listening to it.
They're hilarious. I love it.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with Real Connects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
880 The Biz, time saver traffic.
Good evening, Miami-Dade County. On Red Road going in both directions between 21st and 33rd, we're still dealing with that earlier water main break, and that still has things closed down. You're going to want to use Palm Ave or 8th Ave as the alternates. The disabled vehicle has finally been cleared out. This report brought to you by Compassion International. I'm Eric Michaels, South Florida Traffic.
Yes. Oh, thank you. That's right. It's time for me to tell everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need some cash for your real estate deal. Call me now at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can commit in one day. We can close in a week. If you have bad credit, that's okay. Maybe you're from overseas. That's okay, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my good friend Larry Zinn. Larry, welcome back. Where are you traveling in from, man?
Just coming back from Gainesville. Was there the last couple days, and, love it up there, but always good to be home.
Oh, you know I love Gainesville, and how about that store? I love your beautiful store up there, right up there on the main street. You got gorgeous cars. You got a great team. Man, it must have been great being up there with them.
You know, that store is so nice. It is just like the whole look of it. I love going to that place. The product, the team. We're pretty fortunate with what we've got going on up there. Really excited about what we put together, and you know, it's just good energy. You know what I'm saying?
Of course I do. Every time I come near you and your team, there's good energy. Why do you think I love going to Supercar Saturday? It's because you and Samantha and the rest of the team are just so freaking awesome. Now, let's talk about new cars that are coming out for 2019, and one of the hottest ones that I've seen is already out. It's that big I got to just talk about it. The Lamborghini SUV, Larry, and that's at an attainable price too. The way that these big SUVs go off on price, that's in the ballpark.
So, you know, it is at the high end of the SUV market for sure. Comes in around 200,000 and we'll go all the way up to the 260s. But I mean, it is the most incredible driving machine I think I've ever been in. It does everything. I mean, it's faster than most exotic cars that anybody has ever driven or will ever drive. And beyond that, it can go off-roading, ford through water, do everything that your other SUVs can do. And the technology in the car is awesome. I mean, that's one of those things where if you had to pick one car for the rest of your life that did everything for me, that's the car.
Oh, they had the one. You had one last week at the event. I think it was red. I mean, no, it was black with a yellow trim interior. It was awesome. We were debating, are we going to get the black one or are we going to get the white one? I love them. I loved them. And then we were out there picking our colors, and Eric was helping us pick our colors. But what are some other things that are coming out in some of your other lines that are coming out this year that we should look for, maybe from Infiniti and Jaguar, Range Rover? What are some good stuff coming out in 2019?
Well, I'm going to start actually with Audi because I was just there, and it's the freshest. They've got that brand new Audi Q8, which is a large SUV, really, really nicely done. Also, the new A6 sedan, A7 sedan, and the A8. All just came out. Really fresh new technology, just really good-looking vehicles, too. I mean, it was the first time that I got to spend any real time with them, and it's super impressive.
Now, of the Audis, I was impressed they had one production sports car up there. It was, like, white. It was gorgeous. What's that one that looks like a sports car? You know what I'm talking about. It looks
the R8.
An Indy car, yeah. It's just tremendous. So, tell me a little bit about that one.
So that's, you know, Audi's top-of-the-line halo car. It's either in a V8 or a V10, and you can get it all-wheel drive, and now there's even a special edition rear-wheel drive version. Mm. It is super fast, really good-looking lines, and it's one of those cars that just has a really distinct sound. You know, my wife always gets mad at me because where we live, you know, there's always people in the rental exotic cars coming around in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And I can always pick out the sound and tell her which one it is.
That's terrific.
That's terrific. One of the cars where I could say, oh, that's an R8.
And yeah, but you can't do colors.
I know the sound.
You can't tell her the color yet, though.
No, I can pretend, though.
Yeah, well, you can. And she's going to, of course, say you're right because she's your wife. And we love you, Courtney. And Pug, too. We love a little dog, too, Pudge. So now, what do we got coming new that's in Land Rover, Range Rover, and can I get it yet?
So we've got the hybrids coming in.
Right.
So Jaguar, Land Rover, they're going to have six-cylinder mild hybrids, which is like what you would find, for example, in a Toyota Prius where it's always on. And they're also going to have plug-in hybrids. Mm-hmm. So those will give you typically somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 50 miles of electric charge where you don't need to use any gas at all. Mm-hmm. And you have the ability to use the electric or a combination of electric and gas. So for fuel economy purposes and as an alternative method of, you know, a powertrain, it's a nice option. We also actually just got our first fully electric car in the Jaguar I-Pace.
Oh,
which is
wait.
A really cool car.
Oh, I was in that car with your demo guy. That was we drove that one when we were Range Rovering off road up at I call it Interim because I'm 1,000 years old. FIU.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, believe it or not, we actually got over 180 people to drive that car that weekend, which is phenomenal. So you really get the same reaction out of everybody if they've never driven an electric car before. It's just kind of a wow factor because they have so much power, and you would never expect that.
I learned a term. It was torque. Why do I care about torque?
Well, so electric cars primarily have tons of torque because the torque is readily available at basically from a dead stop, and that gives an extreme launch to the car. So many times you'll see in people racing each other on the quarter mile. An electric car will smoke a naturally aspirated vehicle, even if it's supposed to be much faster, because the power is readily available and on the ground with all that torque that's in an electric motor.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Wait a minute. Where do you generally see people racing, Larry?
At Palm Beach International Raceway.
Correct. Oh, that's a really good answer, Larry. Never mention Highway US 27.
We actually have some clients who regularly take their to the drag strip.
Oh yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to go on one of your drive things, but you know what, Larry, we got to just talk for a minute. There's this show on, is it the Smithsonian or Discovery, where the drag racers from Memphis go and they challenge people across the country. Have you ever watched that show?
I didn't watch there. I watched the one on Netflix. It was called the Fastest Car. And it was all different types of cars, like sleeper cars that you would never expect to be fast, and then people with exotic cars, and they brought them out to a drag strip to see who was the fastest. And most of the time, it was never the one that you would think it would have been.
Yeah, this thing is really they're all you got. We'll talk off air on this. They do drag racing. They stage them. They rate it. It's fabulous. I love it. It's just awesome. And then of course there's the Barrett Jackson Auto Auctions that I love. We still have to go to the Palm Beach one together. You know, I would love to.
We can go to the Palm Beach one. That would be great.
I want to do that. And we'll Facebook Live a little. Then we'll have some good times. We'll bring Abe. Maybe Abe can come with us. We'll have a great time.
That sounds great to me.
So I want to do this, Larry. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been helping us at the Supercar Saturdays. It's just getting off the hook. That's been growing. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts behind Supercar Saturday, and talk a little bit about the Alonzo Mourning group that you raised money for this week.
Well, so Supercar Saturday is a really great event that we've been doing for quite a while. You know, I've always been really into the cars and coffee type event, and.
Well, Larry, we're losing you. Hold on. You're coming in and out, Larry. So start again.
Oh,
you
sorry,
about man. You know it's okay, but you were talking about.
Can
what,
you hear me now?
You're FaceTiming me, Larry.
Yeah, I'm not meaning to. It's
okay.
My ear is out of control.
I do that. Hold on, Wanda's going to take over for a second.
Well, just keep telling us what we can hear you. So, what were you talking about?
Okay, so what I was going to say was I've always thought the cars and coffee type events are really cool. Just a matter of getting to know different people that, you know, are interested in the same type of vehicles that you're interested in, opening up your doors to not only enthusiasts, but to the community. And when we started out, you know, we figured it would be something that would be, you know, maybe 50 or 100 cars. And now it seems like every month it gets bigger and bigger. I mean, last month we had well over 500 cars.
Wow.
And somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 spectators.
That was great.
And with a platform like that, you know, we have a great opportunity to also affect change. And, you know, an organization, we've been partnered up with Alonzo Mourning and the Overtown Youth Center for some years now. And this year we wanted to do our best to collect toys and, you know, be able to get either, you know, gift cards or toys or donations to the youth center. So those who are less fortunate can have a great Christmas or great holiday. And thankfully, it was very successful in collecting the toys. And as an organization, we're also collecting at all of our stores, not only for employees, but anybody who's either doing business with us or just wants to come by and donate a toy or put a donation in. You know, we're hoping that we can make somebody's holiday.
Have some coffee while you're there.
Absolutely. The coffee's good.
Okay, she's making fun of me.
By the way, I was so happy to meet Wanda. I've been talking to Wanda for years.
There you go.
I never
got to
meet Wanda.
It was great to meet
you,
too.
There you go. It took a little arm twisting, Larry. Took a little arm twisting, but I think she's going to be out there more often because we had a great time.
I did not know that it's such a pleasurable drive up there because I live in South Miami and I just took the beautiful drive. It was a great time. I'll do it again.
Oh, it was great. And then there's the kids out there and the puppy. They loved your dog. Your dog was the star of the show.
Yeah, and then there was the kid at the coffee machine. Larry, what's his name?
I don't want to screw it up, honestly.
Oh, come on, guys.
See that?
Come on, guys.
See that?
I'm going to get dogged if I messed it up. So I'd rather just say,
man.
You know what? I'm not sure.
Now
there
all,
you go. There
now,
you go.
That becomes the mission.
Now, who's his mom?
All right.
Okay. Well, that's easy. His mom is Jennifer.
There you go. Jennifer's
good.
The best.
Jennifer's son.
Jennifer's the
and
best.
She is incredible. She's the best.
You're going to get yourself a Jaguar. This woman, Jennifer, is going to make sure you're happy, that you know everything that's going on. Is that what she does? She's like the customer service queen of everything,
she
right?
Is.
Absolutely. So she actually does what we call encore deliveries.
There you go.
So after you purchase a vehicle, she goes through everything with you. And then most people don't pay attention to anything that you tell them when they're first buying their car.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So we schedule a second delivery as well to either go to your home or office and teach you how to use everything in the car. And Jennifer not only leads that whole team and does some herself, but also is advancing with our company to be a corporate trainer, which is great. We're really excited to have her in that role and that she's continuing to grow with us.
Well, Larry, you got a couple more minutes to do another segment, or you got to punch out and go deal with Larry Zinn's life? What do you got to do here?
you got to forgive me this time, Jim. I do have to jump off.
It's okay.
But
it's okay. We're going to have to get you back.
I really appreciate you all having me, and I didn't get a chance to say hello to Vivian yet, so please send Vivian my love as well.
Will do.
And if for some reason I don't talk to you or Wanda before the end of the year, I do hope you both have a great and happy holiday. And a happy new year as well.
We do. You do. Don't cut them off yet, Wanda, because Larry, show 500 is on the 10th of January. You're invited, and we're going to have a great time. I'm talking to your team about doing something real special. Hopefully, we'll be able to get the venue we want, then we'll get you guys involved. It'll be wild. So we're really appreciative of you and the team helping us reach our 500th show, our 10-year anniversary. Thank you and your team so much, Larry. You, Warren, Robert, the whole family. We love everybody. Eric, everybody. We can't thank you guys enough. Samantha, hugs to Samantha.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and thanks for being such a great partner to us.
We love it. We love it. That's Larry's in. We're going to get to the other 10 things that people searched on for Google as we help everybody have a positive energy. Happy holidays. Thank you to Larry, Courtney, the whole Warren Henry family. We love being part of it, and we know you guys do too. Wanda, show is yours.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for the year.
So I'm a Elton John.
Senor.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. You just heard the man himself. Larry's in. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got that great Audi store he was talking about up in Gainesville, and they do have those smoking hot cars up there. And down in Key West, well, they got them all down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family as I get my voice back. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Keep smiling through the days.
I would do various things very quickly.
Jim Fried.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz.
No place I'd rather be.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Yeah, Sandstone Realty Advisors. Who's that? That's me. What do? I help people solve their real estate problems, and usually it's by bringing them debt or equity. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you've got a real estate situation and you need a little help. Maybe you're trying to buy a house. I'm working with somebody right now. Guy makes $700,000-$900,000 a year, but because of depreciation, he shows zero on his bottom lines. The bank had a problem. He called me. We're getting him a loan. Good terms, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Have another friend. Friend needs to close his land loan in 2 weeks. Gives me a call. It's a holiday. I go, no problem. I close the loan for him. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
It's all about you. And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with Wanda Miles, the queen of radio here in South Florida. Wanda, hey.
Hola.
How you doing?
Brushing up on my Spanish.
I know, that's a good start.
I try.
¿Qué tal?
Buenos dias, buenas noches.
Okay. ¿Cómo está? El Baño. I don't know. Anyway, so listen, I'm still trying. I've only lived here for 40 years. Only. I got a Latin wife. But hablo español poquito, pero bastante. Habla despacio, por favor. Usually they give up by then and say, okay, I'll speak in English. Anyway, I'm trying. I really am. I reach out. I do the best I can to be open to everybody. Now, Wanda, sir, we were going through those big searches. Give me some more of those searches, the crazy stuff.
Top 10 Google searches of 2018, and we stopped at number 5, which was at the death of Anthony Bourdain. And number 6 now, the movie Black Panther, which hit theaters in February.
Yeah, I think that was a very good thing for society as a whole.
Apparently there weren't a lot of
superstars. Exactly, superheroes. So it's a really
Besides Obama.
Well, that's one hell of a superstar that you got there, man. Every kid should shake that guy's hand once.
Yeah, at least once. Or
he's
fist bump.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So like I saw him with the appearance with Nikki.
Yeah.
God, the coolest guy in America.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
After me.
Well, he's not a superhero. I'm sure things will make him fall down.
Okay.
Number 7, the Mega Million result.
For sure.
Some jerk in South Carolina bought a winning ticket. Worth $1.5
billion. Billions and billions. You should have had that queued up.
Jeez,
you
guys.
You missed your opportunity.
One ticket worth $1 billion. No, it's just $1
billion. Oh, only $1
billion. It's just $1
billion. $1 billion.
But tell you what.
A lot of zeros.
It's a lot of ones.
A lot of zeros.
It's a lot of dollar bills.
Bet you could pile them high, jump in it like
you could
leaves.
Build a house of dollar bills.
Bet you could.
Number 8, Stan Lee.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And he goes out to the Black Panther, too.
Yeah, he exactly. And
how about that?
Passed away, 95.
I'm not so bad on the Google list. The people list, I got a problem. Google, I'm part of the community.
Stan Lee might be a superhero.
He is a superhero.
Is he the Marvel? Is that Marvel?
No, Stan Lee is the guy that drew them all.
Drew all the Fantastic Four. So he drew the Marvel
Hulk,
comics.
All of them.
I sort of knew what I was talking about. Demi Lovato, who spent 2 months in rehab after an overdose this summer, was at number 9.
That's the woman that dumped the guy who has the problems on Saturday Night Live?
No, that's Ariana Grande.
They all have these names. I just
Demi Lovato,
yes. Can you please give me a list of these people?
I say give me a list of their songs and we can start there.
Yeah, why don't
number
we do
10,
that?
The midterm election results. And there we go, the top 10 Google searches of 2018.
Nikki
now, this,
Freed, there you go.
This another interesting is what was searched, what is question. The top what is question.
Okay.
And that was interesting. What is Bitcoin going away?
Oh, you've been working on that one, girl. That's good. It has been going away.
Yeah,
anybody that's got their big Bitcoin investment, well, it's been going away.
Another what is top 10 Google search. What is racketeering?
Oh, yeah. Well, ask the what. Well, okay, I'm going to say it. Ask the president.
Okay. What is DACA? You can ask the president that one.
No, the president doesn't know. His staff doesn't even know.
Does not know what that is.
Yeah, that's the dreamers.
What is a government shutdown? Might know that.
Well, he's going to own that in a couple days.
Yeah, he's already. What is Good Friday? Boom.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, man.
Even I know what Good Friday is, and it's not even in my wheelhouse.
Your wheelhouse.
No, come on.
Hey, everything's in your wheelhouse, Jim Freed.
That's true, it is. I do hit the ball out of the park.
So there you go. Lots of interesting things that people have been looking for on Google. Google has all the answers, apparently.
And it's been trying to keep people happy.
Yeah.
You know? Google does have all the answers, and they swear to you that they don't load the search algorithm, which is total...
Apparently, people are really interested in eyelashes, too, over the...
My wife says, I have great eyelashes. How are my eyelashes?
I'm just noticing another Google search.
Are my eyelashes good?
Yeah, nice, as far as I can tell from here.
Great. Hey, listen, I want to thank Larry Zinn for his sponsorship, his friendship, and all of everything. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. I want to thank... Oh, first, I want to give a shout-out to the first responders who are going to be real busy. Carlson International, Real Connects, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, I want to thank you, my listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, at Freed on Business and at Jim Freed. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Robert Pitts will get this up real quick on freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it should be up by tomorrow, I'm hoping. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. Thursday at 6. Why? Because if you don't know by now, I just love doing this. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
It's all about you. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa
various things very quickly.
Jim Fried.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz.
Report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.